Friends, John Dixon is an Australian Anglican minister and an award-winning author.
约翰·迪克森是澳大利亚圣公会的一个牧师，还是一个获奖的作家。
In his book, A Sneaking Suspicion, he writes,
在他的一本书叫《偷偷的怀疑》中，他写道
：In year nine, my mates and I were the class clowns.
他说我在九年级的时候，我和我的朋友呢是班上的丑角。
We never burnt the school down or anything, but it seemed like hardly a day went by without getting busted for something.
说我们永远没有让学校安静过，好像几乎没有一天真正的学校安生过。
The closest I ever got to religion before the age of 15 was attending a funeral.
在十五岁之前，我唯一的接触宗教的是出席一个葬礼。
Never gone to church or Sunday school, and no one in my family showed the least bit of interest in religious stuff.
我从来没有去参加过教会，也没有参加过主日学。我们的家里没有一个人对宗教有任何的兴趣。
See, turning out as a Christian surprised everyone, he says.
所以变成一个基督徒，让我们大家都感觉到非常的惊奇。
Says, I never did drugs or stole cars, but I used to shoplift a little bit.
我从来没有吸过毒或者偷过汽车，但是我偶尔呢从商店里偷点东西。
I was just a selfish 15-year-old jerk, he says.
我只是个非常自私一个十五岁的小坏蛋。
But I learned martial arts for 5 years and I practiced hard.
我学了五年的武术，我刻苦的练习。
Then I went to school to find people to practice on.
然后上了学校，我去找人去练习这个。
Hurting just a couple of people is enough to get confidence, a big head, and a reputation.
只要能伤害几个人，就足以让我感觉到我有信心，然后有声誉了。
About this time, through the witness of a scripture teacher, I was surprised by God's love for me.
但是有一次通过圣经课老师的见证，我对神的爱感觉到惊奇。
And over a period of months, I was drawn to God who would forgive me my wrongs and give me a new start.
有几个月的时间，我开始被神吸引。我知道神会饶恕我的过错，他会给我一个新的开始。
See, like most Aussies, I had a hunch that there was something more to life than beer and footy.
像大多数的澳洲人一样，我有一种预感，我觉得我们的生命中有比啤酒还有足球更重要的东西。
I also had a hunch that the something more could be found by looking into Jesus.
我有种预感，如果我们仰望耶稣的话，我们就可以发现更多的东西。
And when I decided to go with my hunch, I discovered more than I ever bargained for.
当我决定随着我的预感继续的往前走的时候，我发现结果大大的出乎我的意料之外。
Friends, Jesus is full of grace and comes to seek and save the lost.
耶稣充满的有恩典，他来寻找拯救失丧的人。
Seek and save the rebellious teenager like John Dixon.
他来寻找拯救，像约翰·迪克森这样叛逆的青少年。
Seek and save the confident chief executive.
他来寻找那些自信的执行总裁。
Seek and save the avowed atheist.
他寻找拯救那些公开宣布自己是无神论的人。
Seek and save the committed family woman.
他来寻找那些个自律家庭的妇女。
Seek and save the average Joe Blow. I'm not sure what you're going to say about the average
他寻找那些拯救普通的人。
I don't know what he said, but that's, let's keep going. Friends, if we lived in the time of Jesus, we would have been surprised with the people he spent time with.
如果我们生活在耶稣的时代，我们一定会惊讶耶稣相处那些人。
The outcasts in society, the immoral, the prostitutes, the liars, the cheats, the sick, and the oppressed.
耶稣接触的都是那些社会上被遗弃的人、没有道德的人、妓女、说谎的人、骗子、病人，还有受压制的人。
In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus commends the love of a former prostitute in chapter 7.
你能想象到吗？在路加福音的第七章，耶稣称赞一个妓女的爱。
In chapter 15, the Pharisees and religious leaders condemn him. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them, they say.
在十五章中，法利赛人和宗教领袖都谴责耶稣，说这个人接待罪人，竟让他们 和他们一起去吃饭。
They were surprised by Jesus' love for and association with the worst of society.
他们对耶稣那些个对耶稣爱那些个社会上很糟糕的人，跟他们相交，他感觉到非常的意外。
They didn't understand grace nor Jesus' mission.
他们不知道什么是恩典，也不知道耶稣的使命。
In the Bible passage read to us.Earlier, Jesus surprises Zacchaeus and he shocks the crowds. He's come to seek and save the lost.
今天我所读的经节，耶稣所的让那些个让撒该感到惊奇，让人们感到震惊，因为耶稣来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
So let's start with Zacchaeus. Who is Zacchaeus?
我们首先以撒该来开始。撒该是谁呢？
He worked for the Romans and was hated by the Jews.
我们知道撒该为罗马人来工作，所以呢，犹太人恨他。
He was a thief, a robber, and a traitor to his people.
人们看他是个小偷，是个强盗，是犹太人的叛徒。
So the traders who used the roads and traveled on the roads would be taxed for their travels.
我们知道啊，做买卖的人都要走路，如果他们走路的话，这些个税吏就会来要他们交税。
The tax collectors would charge more than what was legally allowed to make a huge profit.
这个啊，税吏呢常常收取的超过法律所允许的，所以他们盈利丰厚。
And the tax collectors were so disliked that people regarded it as legitimate to lie to the tax collectors, for they were regarded as outcasts in society.
因为税吏呢都是社会上不喜欢的人，所以人们普通的人们认为啊，对税吏撒谎是应该的，因为他们。是社会上的弃儿。
And Zacchaeus wasn't just a tax collector; he was the chief tax collector.
撒该不单是一个税吏，他是个税吏长。
He would send other people out to do the work, and that would bring the money into him.
他会让人雇这个，他会雇人，让人去做收税的工作。他只是做那收钱就够了。
He passed on the money to the Romans who controlled the roads, and he would take the rest.
他把啊罗马人要的钱给了他们之后，然后别的都揣到自己的裤兜里去了。
Picture him sitting at his table, all the money's coming in, all his collectors are coming in, and he's filled with money.
你想想嘛，他啊，就坐在办公室里，每天都是来收钱。
But he's a traitor, he's selfish, and he's sinful.
他是个叛徒，非常的自私，而且有罪。
And Jericho is a great spot for a tax man. It was a major trade route.
我们知道耶利哥是啊，对收税的人来说是个大战。
But you see, he has a lot of money. He doesn't have many friends.
撒该很有很多的钱，可是呢，他非常的孤独。
Sure, he has his tax collector friends, but no one else.
他当然有些税吏的朋友，但是没有别的朋友。
People would laugh at him, they would shout at him, they would abuse him, and they would never invite him to their lunches and dinners.
人们会嘲笑他，给他大叫，然后虐待他，但是永远不会有人邀请他参加聚会。
And Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem through Jericho, where he would be arrested, tried, and crucified.
我们说耶稣正在啊走在去耶路撒冷的路上，他要在耶路撒冷会被逮捕、受审判、被钉在十字架上。
Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was going that way.
撒该就听到说耶稣要从这个路上来经过。
And he wanted to see who Jesus was.
他想看看耶稣是个怎么样的人。
Why did he want to see Jesus?
为什么他想要看耶稣呢
？Maybe he heard that Jesus was a friend of sinners.
他可能听说过耶稣是罪人的朋友。
Well, he didn't have many friends, but maybe he thought he could find acceptance with Jesus.
哎，他没有多少朋友，可能想到耶稣会接纳他。
Maybe he was just curious.
可能是因为他有好奇心。
He just wanted to see this famous person.
他只想看看这个大名鼎鼎的人。
Jesus healed the sick, he raised the dead. Maybe he just wanted to meet him.
耶稣是罪人，是病人得救，是死人复活。他想遇见他。
Maybe his conscience was disturbing him.
也可能是他的良心使他不安。
He knew he was a sinner. He knew he was a cheat. He knew he was a traitor. Maybe he was feeling guilty.
他知道他是个啊罪人，他知道他有罪。
We don't know, but what we do know is that he was a short man.
当然我们知道呢啊，就是他是个矮子。
And if you imagine how short he was, he was about this tall, shorter than Liambo.
你知道他多
矮吗？ No, he's not. Whatever he was, we're not quite sure. But I always picture.Danny DeVito as a character to play him.
我想的时候都是想的一个演员叫丹尼 DeVito 这个人。
Yeah. The Chinese Danny DeVito.
中国人肯定不知道。
And Danny DeVito is shorter. He was about this tall. And I picture him, Danny DeVito, in a big dress as they would wear in the first century, and you know, wandering around collecting his money in control of things.
你得想想一个啊，像丹尼那个人啊，穿着一个大袍子，然后到处跑来去收教去要钱。
But he was resourceful, right? This man, he has all his money. He knows Jesus is coming, and no one will let him go. The crowds are coming, so he climbs up into a tree.
哎，我们知道这个人很有智谋，因为他在人群中看不见耶稣，别人都挤他，不让他去见耶稣，他就爬上树去。
He climbs up. Can you imagine? Everyone hates him. He's a traitor. He's a cheat, and he's hiding up in the tree, hoping no one will see him.
你知道他？你能想到吧？他自己爬上树去，他知道别人都觉得是个叛徒，是个有罪的人，所以他爬上去，他不想让别人看到他。
He will do anything to see Jesus.
但是他要做任何的事情，他为的是能见到耶稣。
He's up in the tree. The crowds are coming with Jesus, and Jesus stops and looks up.
你知道当啊，当他在这儿 藏着的时候，耶稣从这儿经过，耶稣就停下来。
Now, if he was hiding in the tree, everyone knows he's there now.
虽然他藏在树里，但是现在每个人都知道他在哪。
And Jesus knows his name, Zacchaeus. Everyone now looks up. You imagine being Zacchaeus. Oops, everyone's looking at you.
耶稣说撒该，当耶稣是撒该的时候，每个人都知道他。
Come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
你立刻下来，我今天要住在你的家里。
How does Zacchaeus feel?
你想撒该会有什么感觉呢？
Everyone hated him. He was a traitor.
每个人恨他，他是个叛徒。
And Jesus says, "I'm coming to your house."
但是耶稣说，今天我要住在你家里。
He came down quickly.
他立刻就下来了。
Can you see him very excited? Yes, I'm coming. Everyone hates him, and everyone's wondering why Jesus is going to his house, but he takes Jesus to his house.
你可以想象他多么兴奋，别人都不喜欢他，但是啊，耶稣到他家里去，他非常高兴的接待耶稣。到他家里去。
Zacchaeus is surprised by God, as John Dixon was in the first story.
撒开他对神的爱感觉的惊奇，就像约翰·狄更森所做的一样。
He was experiencing grace.
他在经历到神的恩典。
Unmerited favor.
是一个完全不配的恩典。
But the people were shocked. Why would Jesus go to a tax collector's house?
但人们感觉到很惊奇，耶稣为什么去一个罪人的家，一个税吏的家呢？
Friends, God knows us.And takes the initiative in salvation.
我们知道神认识我们每个人，神主动的要拯救我们。
God knows Zacchaeus, and He knows His name, and He goes to him.
神知道撒该，他认识他，来寻找他。
God took the initiative in my salvation.
神在我的救恩上也采取主动。
I was lost, and He found me.
我从前迷失，现在被神找到。
He brought me from Australia, from Greece to Australia.
他把我从希腊带到澳洲来。
He sent a Christian teacher to my primary school.
他在我的小学里差遣了一个基督徒的老师。
When I was in high school, I attended a Christian group that he ran.
然后在上高中的时候呢，我去参加他这个基督徒的小组。
I heard the gospel and God saved me.
我听到了福音，神拯救了我。
God knew Liambo, he was lost and God found him too.
神也知道我，他迷失了，神找到他。
God brought him to Australia to study to do his PhD in chemistry.
他带我来到澳洲来学习。
And in the process, they met some Christians at an English classes at Asheville Presbyterian.
在这个期间，我在Asheville 的长老会听到了福音。
And they heard the gospel.
我听到了福音。
God saved him and his wife.
神拯救了我，拯救我的太太。
Then went back to China.
然后回到了中国。
And God was still with him.
神仍然与我们同在。
Began to lecture at the university.
开始在大学里教书。
Until they found all his Christian material and they arrested him.
后来他们发现了我们家里很多的基督徒的东西，基督教的东西。后来他
threw him into prison.
后来进了监狱。
Didn't know what to charge him with, so they kept him for 3 months before they worked out what to do with him.
对，他们不知道怎么样来审判的判决我，所以呢就把我放在那里待了三个月。
Then they put him on house arrest for 12 months.
后来十二个月呢，在家里啊待着。
So the man on my left is traveling to the university to lecture and then traveling back home.
那是只有两点一线，就是真的在学校给这个家里之间来回来。
Then God moved him to Australia again.
后来我再次的来到澳大利亚。
And God has moved him here.
神把我带到这里来。
God takes the initiative, amen.
神主动的拯救我们每个人。
God sees us, He knows us, and He wants to draw us to Himself as He did with Zacchaeus.
神看见了我们，神知道我们，神要吸引我们来拯救我们。
Some people come to God, but they don't come willingly.
我们知道有些人来到神的面前，他没有不是情愿的。
The famous writer C.S. Lewis describes his own conversion this way.
你知道一个著名的作家叫 C.S. 路易斯，他描述神怎么样拯救他。
He says, you must picture me alone in that room at Magdalen, night after night, feeling whenever my mind lifted even for a second from my work, the steady, unrelenting approach of him whom I so earnestly desired not to meet.
你知道，你就可以想象，说我那独自在马格达伦的一个房间里，夜复一夜，每当我的思想不在工作上的时候，神就那样稳健的、无情的靠近我，而我一点也不想遇见神。
That which I so earnestly feared had at last come upon me.
到最后，那个终于害怕的一刻，终于临到我。
In the Trinity term of 1929, I gave in and admitted that God was God and knelt and prayed, perhaps that night the most dejected and reluctant convert in all of England.
在1929年的时候，我终于屈服了，我承认神就是神，我跪下来祷告。就在那一天，我成了全英格兰最沮丧、最不情愿的一个信徒。
Since I did not see then what is now the most shining and obvious thing, the divine humility which will accept a convert even on such terms.
那个时候看不到一个最闪亮、最明显的事实，就是神那样的谦卑，能够在这样的条件下接受一个像我这样的一个信徒。
Says the prodigal son at least walked home on his own feet.
至少这个浪子他必须走在回家的路上。
But who can duly adore the love which will open the high gates to a prodigal who is brought in kicking and struggling and resentful and darting his eyes in every direction for a chance to escape?
但是谁能够真正的欣赏神的爱呢？他会为一个踢跳、挣扎、怨恨、寻找各样的机会来回就像逃跑的一个人打开救恩的门。
Friends, salvation is for all.
我们知道救恩是给每一个人的。
For murderers and cheats and liars and thieves.
为杀人犯。骗子、说谎的人、小偷。
For the arrogant, the jealous, the drug takers.
为那些个傲慢的人、嫉妒的人、吸毒的人。
The sexually immoral, the adulterers, the gossips, the Islamic terrorists.
为那些通奸的人、说流言蜚语的人、伊斯兰的恐怖分子。
The gospel is for Hindus and Muslims, for Buddhists and agnostics.
为那些个印度教徒、穆斯林、佛教徒，还有不可知人者。
Salvation is for the thief crucified next to Jesus who repented in the final moment.
我们知道救恩也是给耶稣旁边那个钉十字架的强盗来做的，因为他忏悔后，耶稣应许他一同的在乐园里。
For the John Dixons, the C.S. Lewis's, for the Ange Gratsuners, for the Leon Bozangs, for you and for me.
为啊，约翰·迪克森，为 C.S. 路易斯，为安之牧师，为我，为你，为我，为每一个人。
We all need Christ.
我们每个人都需要基督。
But if we look at the crowd, What did the crowd think? The crowd said, "This man has gone to be the guest of a sinner, and now we're grumbling."
你可以想象这时候人们的反应。人们想啊，这个人竟然到一个罪人的家里去做客。
They're completely shocked. Why is he going to a sinner's house?
他们可能非常惊奇啊，耶稣为什么去一个罪人的家里
？Religious leaders don't do that type of thing.
你知道，宗教的领袖绝对不会这么做的。
So they missed the point about Jesus. He came to bring forgiveness to everyone.
他们不懂得耶稣就是来给每一个人饶恕赦免。
Friends, a few weeks ago, we had a men's breakfast and a guest speaker, Nissan Kiston.
只要在几周前，我们一个早餐会啊，做讲员的是尼桑基斯坦这个人。
His father Tony was killed in the Port Arthur massacre with 34 other people.
你知道他的父亲呢是啊叫 Tony 呢是在啊在亚瑟港那个谋杀的地方有35个人丧生的一个人的其中的一个。
They interviewed him on television. This is like 10, 15, 20 years ago when it happened, and this is what the son said, Nissan, when his father was killed.
啊 ，Nissan 呢那时候在一个记者会上呢，然后来接见就会见他，然后这是他所说的话。
He said, "Angry? I don't feel angry."
他说愤怒吗？我不感觉到愤怒。
The man who did what he did, I feel sorry for.
这个人做了他做的事情，我为他为这个感到遗憾。
He is very alone.
他说他现在非常的孤独。
I want to tell this guy that I love him too, because my dad would have loved him.
我想告诉这个人，我爱他，我的爸爸也会爱他。
On the news on national television, he said, trembling and shaking as he held out his arms, he said, "Jesus died for him too."
在国家电视台的新闻上，他浑身颤抖，他伸出这个发抖的双臂说：“耶稣也为他而死。”
All sinners all have to face God's judgment.
我们每个人都是罪人，每个人都需要面对神的审判。
Chuck Colson has a book of essays called "Who Speaks for God."
查尔斯·科尔逊呢，在有他一个散文集叫《谁是神的代言人》。
Tells about watching a segment on television called 60 Minutes.
他说的，他看到一个啊电视节目叫《六十分钟》
，where the host Mike Wallace interviewed Auschwitz survivor Yehiel Denua, principal witness at the Nuremberg war crime trials.
在电视节目上啊，主持呢是麦克·华莱士，他采访奥斯维辛集中营的一个幸存者，叫耶海迪呢这个人。他这个人呢是在纽伦堡战争罪行的审判的主要证人。
They showed an interview of a film clip.From Adolf Eichmann's 1961 trial.
在那一段啊，他们演出一个电影的电影的剪辑来，是在阿尔道夫·艾希曼这个人在1965年受审判的情景。
Eichmann was in charge, seeing the death of many people in Nazi Germany, and Dernauer had been in the concentration camp.
我们知道阿尔道夫这个希尔曼这个人，在他是纳粹人，是吧？他那时候他把很多的犹太人送进集中营去。
There's now Adolf Eichmann, a little bit later and older, sitting up, and Dernauer walks in and sees him for the first time.
你知道啊，这个蒂尔曼呢，他就是一个受害人，他能看到这个，这个艾希曼走进了屋里的时候。
Dernauer, the former prisoner, stops cold. He begins to sob uncontrollably, and then he faints in the courtroom.
我们知道这个受害者呢，他就冷冷地停下来，他开始不住地哭泣，他不能控制，他后来晕倒了。
The judge is pounding his gavel for order as people are running everywhere trying to work out what to do.
你知道，那主审官都只能敲那小棒槌来维持这个会场的秩序。
And Colson asked, was Dernauer overcome by hatred, by fear, by horrid memories? What caused him to collapse like that when he saw this former German leader?
那个啊，科尔逊就问这个蒂尔曼这个受害者，他是为什么？他是被仇恨、被恐惧、被那些可怕的回忆所胜过了吗？他这样的。倒下去，昏晕倒。
And he said this.
他说这么说。
He realized as he saw him that Eichmann was not the godlike army officer who had sent so many to their deaths. This Eichmann was an ordinary man.
这个受害者他意识到，看到这个艾希曼这个纳粹人、纳粹党的人，他就说他不是像神那样的一个军官，能够把很多人送向死亡。这个希尔曼这个人只是一个普通的人。
Dernauer said, I was afraid of myself.I saw that I am capable to do this. I'm exactly like he.
这个迪纽曼这个人说，他说我为自己害怕。我看到，其实我这个人也有能力做到这一点。其实我跟他是完全一样的，很像他。
And Wallace's subsequent summation of Dernauer's terrible discovery, Eichmann is in all of us, is a horrifying statement.
华莱士呢，最后呢，总结这个迪纽曼的可怕的发现，就发现艾希曼这个人就在我们每个人的里面。
Friends, as a result of the fall, sin is in each of us.
因为人类犯罪的结果，罪就在我们每个人的心里，在我们每个人的生命里。
If you think back to the terrible massacres in the war in Rwanda a number of years ago, people who were living side by side, something changed, and the next moment they were slaughtering one another. People who were living at peace one moment were now slaughtering each other. So quickly the change was.
你知道在一次谋杀的时候，人们本来以前是邻居的，到后来都互相的击杀。
We see that all around the world.
我们在世界各地都能看到。
Well, picture this scene, for example, there was a story of a large supermarket which had just had a blackout.
你是啊，曾经有一个情况呢，就是一个大型的超市突然之间呢就停电了。
There was a blackout just for 3 minutes in the shopping center.
在这个大型超市只停电停了三分钟。
In those 3 minutes, ordinary people started to steal and to grab money, machines, anything they could, and run out of the buildings.
就在那三分钟的时间里，很多的普通的百姓都是偷懒，拿了东西都往外跑。
I think the Bible is right. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23.
圣经说的对的，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
Friends, religion is about being good. It's about humans trying to reach their way up to God.
你知道宗教呢是教人怎么变好，是人们设法靠着自己的善行找到通向神的道路。
Christianity is about God coming down to us, taking the initiative to make salvation possible.
你知道基督教是神借着耶稣基督来到世人当中，然后来跟我们建立关系。
Heaven will not be full of good people, but forgiven people.
你知道天堂里不是充满的是好人，是充满的是被神赦免了的人。
And we see that in verse 8, Zacchaeus is now a changed man.
我们在第八节里看到，撒该已经是一个完全被改变了的人了。
See, after speaking with Jesus, we're not told what Jesus says. We don't have his sermons. But as they speak, at the end of that, Zacchaeus stands up and says, I will give half my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay him back 4 times as much.
你知道在然后 我们不知道耶稣对撒该说什么，但是等到在第七节八节这那是发生什么事情没有人告诉我们，但是最后呢撒该站起来，他对主说，我会把我的财产的一半分给穷人，如果骗了任何人我会还他四倍。
For something has happened between verse 7 and verse 8,
在七八节
Jesus proclaimed the gospel.
在七八节之间有些事情发生了，可能耶稣来传讲了福音。
And Jesus sees the change in Zacchaeus.
耶稣看见了在撒该生命中的改变。
And he says salvation has come to this house today.
他说今天救恩也来到这个家。
This man also is a descendant of Abraham.
因为这个人也是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Jesus says to all those listening, this man Zacchaeus belongs to the people of God.
他们耶稣对开始对所有的人说，这个人撒该他是属于神的子民。
He had been lost, he was an enemy of God, but was now God's friend.
他从前是世上的人，他是敌的人，他是神的敌人，今天成为神的朋友。
Jesus came to seek and to save the lost.
耶稣来就是要寻找拯救世上的人。
Are you spiritually lost this morning?
今天早晨你在属灵上是不是一个世上的人呢？
Maybe you're sitting here not sure whether you know Jesus personally.
我不知道你坐在这里是不是真正的确定你个人在个人的生命中认识耶稣。
When Jesus says come home to him,
你可以向耶稣说你可以来回家。
Turn from your sins and believe in him.
你从你的罪孽中回转来相信耶稣。
Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. If you're one of the lost, I'm one of the lost. Come to him.
耶稣来寻找拯救这些失丧的人。我是一个失丧的人，你也是个失丧的人。
Are you part of God's kingdom?
你是不是神的国度的一部分呢？
Are you part of God's true church?
你是不是神的教会的一部分呢？
Don't go home today without being right with God.
啊，今天不要回家之前，在回家之前要先和神和好。
See, tonight, there'll be a 20-year-old lady getting baptized just over there.
今天晚上一个二十岁的姊妹，她今天要在这里受洗。
That's another person who has put her faith in Jesus Christ and is now going to tell us that she loves and trusts in Jesus.
今天啊，她把自己的信心放在耶稣的身上，向众人做见证。
The other week, there are four teenagers who stood up and said, "We are 15, 16 years of age, but we have given our lives to Jesus and we're going to live for Him."
前几年有四五个十五岁、十六岁的年轻人，他们说起来说，我们要相信耶稣，我们要把我们的生命献给耶稣。
A few weeks before that, we had another four of our Chinese believers, some of the fellowship, stand up and say, "We are followers of Jesus now. We were lost, we're now found in Jesus."
在几周之前，我们中文堂里有四个人也是这样，他们说我们从前是失丧了，我们今天被神找到。
If you've never put your faith in Jesus, never been baptized, you need to step up and say, "God, I want to follow you."
如果你还没有相信耶稣，如果你还没受洗，你需要站起来，来要相信耶稣。
Jesus wants to come into your life and change you and make you new.
耶稣想要改变你的生命，他要进入你的生命，使你成为一个新造的人。
It's the best thing in the world.
这是世界上最美好的事情。
I became a Christian when I was 14.
我啊，十四岁的时候变成基督徒。
40 years ago. 40 years ago, I'm feeling old.
40年，我觉得感觉到老了。
How many years ago did you become a believer?
18 years ago.
18 years ago. Just when I started here. That's praise God.
18年前。
Some of you have been Christians for 50 or 60 years.
有的人可能是变成基督徒50年、60年了。
Some might be one or two.
有的人可能一两年。
Become part of the same family, God's family.
但是我们今天进入到神一个大的家庭当中。
If you're not in God's family, Jesus says, "Come, believe in me."
如果你还没有成为神大家庭中的一员，耶稣对你说：“来加入这个家庭。”
God can turn our guilty into innocence.
神能把我们的罪变成完全的无辜，变成清白。
A friend of mine was singing in a women's prison in South Australia.
我的一个朋友，他在南澳的一个女子监狱里给他们唱歌。
Women were sad, broken. Many had been abused. Many were on drugs. Many were abused alcohol.
有些人喝酒，有人吸毒，他们被虐待。
And after he did the concert, he talked to the women over supper.
那天晚上的时候，他就跟他们在吃饭的时候跟这些个人来交谈。
Said it impacted him so much. He went home and he wrote a song for these women.
他大大的感动，他回到家的时候写了一首歌为这些妇女们。
It's a song saying how the word guilty stands over these women, but Jesus can turn it into innocence when they come back to Him.
这个歌就写到，虽然这些个女子是有罪的，但是神如果耶稣怎么样能够把他们变为无罪。
A year later, he was invited back to the prison to speak to virtually the same women.
一年之后呢，他应邀呢回到同一所监狱，去跟那些几乎同样的妇女呢来说话。
At the end of the night, he introduced the song he'd written for them and sang it for them.
他就介绍他为他们所写的歌，然后呢给他们唱这首歌。
And the response was amazing, he said.
这个反响是令人惊奇的。
Nearly every woman in the room started to cry.
几乎在房间里的每一个女人都开始流泪。
So what really struck the women was the idea that there might be somebody who is able to turn their guilty into innocence.
真正打动这些女人的是这个想法，就是说有人能够把他们的有罪变成无辜，变成无罪。
And the look in many of their eyes and their comments afterwards was if to say, if only it were true that someone could forgive me, give me a clean slate in life.
他们互相看着好像说，哎呀，说如果真的有人能够原谅我，让我能够过一个改过自新的生活，重新开始该多么好啊。
The good news there is.
好消息是有的。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣。
Trust him, put your faith in him.
我们来信靠他。
And then proclaim him, model him, and change the world for him.
我们来传扬他，效法他，来借着他来改变这个世界。
Amen.
阿们。
But let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
God, we thank you for the message of salvation that Jesus brings us.
谢谢天父，我们谢谢你，你借着耶稣带给我们的救恩。
We pray for anyone today in this meeting who is still lost and needs to be found.
我们为在我们的中间还没有信主的人来祷告。
Help them to believe in Jesus and His death and resurrection and become new people.
帮助他们来认识耶稣基督为他们死在十字架上，让他们也成为神的子民。
And we pray for those of us who are Christians that we would be faithful and courageous in sharing this good news with others.
我也为我们中间信主的人来祷告，求你来帮助我们在传讲福音的时候，让我们有信心、有能力、有胆量。
To God be the glory. Amen.
愿神得的荣耀，奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。